All the music today has been chosen by my very special guest. Nick D'Alessandro is here. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for being here. If you miss any of the show, you can listen to more of it at toacertaindegree.com. And you should also listen to Nick's podcast, Wait 5 Minutes, wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else we should plug?
Five the word, not the number.
Five the word, not the number. That's what you should call your next podcast.
Yeah, the word, not the number.
Or five the word, five not the word, number. Not the,
it's, yeah. it's got a real rhythm to it. Yeah, I mean, you know, read the community paper. Read Local Knowledge Necessary wherever you can. But mostly read all the other work in that paper, because I always, you know, this is going to sound truly like I'm being like, check out our paper. I'm doing an ad for our paper in the middle of it, but I don't know everything that's going into the paper when I pick up the monthly issue. And so I'll open it, be like, hey, there's my thing. And then as I'm looking to see my thing in there to show to my mom, I'm always like, oh, hang on. Sorry. And then just reading everything else, because the writers at the community paper, they're good.
Thank you.
They find good stories and write amazing stuff. I really, it's become my like layout on the dining room table and be like, okay,
counter,
circling things,
little tumbler, scotch,
100. Oh yeah.
Gotta read the papers.
Yeah, I put on my smoking jacket.
Yep,
I light up my pipe and I read the community paper.
We should really. We'll add a classified section so you could start circling stuff as well. That would be great.
Yeah, that's really good.
We have talked recently, so I'll throw this out there because maybe you or the listeners have some suggestions on this. So the community paper comes out once a month, but we've talked about a local cartoon, local comic section.
Oh, man.
Maybe doing some activities in there.
Oh, that's really... You
know, for the kids or for like coming up with the next Wordle.
Oh, local cartoon. Dream. Really easy task to create the next big masterpiece of an online game.
In paper, right? Not interactive in any way.
Yeah.
And so we're thinking about that. So if anybody has any suggestions on that, feel free to reach out to me at the community paper, any of the community paper socials, or just email news at community-paper.com. In any case, let's get back to chatting. We've got some big events coming up over the next couple of weeks, but one I wanted to talk to you, Nick, about. I think you attend as much as possible every year.
I really do.
And it is the Florida Film Festival.
Yeah. I got to go 2 years ago, and now I'm like addicted to it. Mm-hmm. I really, really love it. It's running this year from April 10th to the 19th, so it starts on Friday, and it is truly kind of a miraculous thing, because it's at Enzian, which obviously is such a pillar of the arts community here in Orlando.
Well, do they still show movies at other venues as well?
Yeah, so that's the other thing, is it's at Enzian, but they have two screenings at the Regal Winter Park and the Winter Park Village as well. So it is so impressive how many movies are there. Tim Anderson, who runs that, curates such a massive collection of movies to show, of so many different genres and styles, documentary, short films, animated films. It is a fascinating thing because you have artists who are local showing their movies, artists from Florida showing their films, but you also have people from all over who are submitting their films, especially their short films, because they've heard high praise about the community and the relationship with filmmakers and artists that come to the Florida Film Festival. Last year, I interviewed a couple filmmakers who have no relationship with Florida at all. They submitted their short films to the program and then were like, well, I wanted to be here because I've heard nothing but good things about the Florida Film Festival. And I'm like, yeah, man, it's great. It is a really active and really the community of people who are regularly there during the film festival. There's people who know each other. There's friends. There's people in the press line who know each other. I've made so many friends going to the film festival the last 2 years, and I kind of orient my schedule in the spring around my 8, 9, 10 days where I spend pretty much the entire day at the film festival. Back-to-back Saturdays where I'm going to be there for probably like 14 hours. And my fiance is like, are you okay? I'm like, my eyes hurt a lot. You're just sitting going, just in the darkness, just staring up at the screen for 6 screenings. Last year, I snuck in Sinners in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like the second Saturday, I had like a little gap, and it was the weekend that Sinners came out, and I'm like,
oh, might as well.
I think I got to go see Sinners right now, and then went back to screen, seeing like avant-garde art films that are just like images and sound, and I'm like, this is cinema. It is great.
So let's get back to what the artists get out of it, because I'm really curious. You know, somebody who's coming down to Florida and enters the enters their piece into it, what happens with it. But just in terms of the process of attending.
Yeah.
Right? You can go for as many or as few movies as you want. I think there's passes and stuff like that.
And the filmmakers have a pass where they can go to, I think, I don't know if all the screens, but I think they can go to most of the screens at the film. And I feel like for the filmmaker perspective, what's really cool, especially if you're an up-and-coming filmmaker, a younger filmmaker, a filmmaker who's only made a few things, or this is a newer film for you, you get to network, really. Like, it's a great, clearly it's a great networking opportunity. And they have, like, workshops, they have events that are just for filmmakers. And I always love seeing the, like, crews, the large groups of people wearing their filmmaker badges that are just hanging out and talking at Eden Bar, at the Enzian, or hanging out outside the ice cream shop that's next to the Regal Winter Park. Like, you can see that that community grows between those filmmakers as well. But these film festivals are so cool for documentary films, especially, I think, because you get to add, like, a batch on your poster, on your press release that goes, we premiered at the Florida Film Festival, or if you win an award, we won the audience award, we won the feature award at the Florida Film Festival, and you can submit it to more film festivals and get it more widely seen. The story I think about a lot is there was a documentary that showed 2 years ago at the Florida Film Festival called Secret Mall Apartment, and I saw that just on a whim and absolutely loved it. It was my favorite movie that year. Nothing to do with Florida at all. It's, you know, set in
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yep. And I loved it so much. And it came back to Enzian a couple months later. They showed it at Enzian, I think last summer. And I just was so enamored with the story. Saw that it got picked up by, or it was produced by Jesse Eisenberg, the actor and filmmaker himself. And then just one day I saw it's coming to Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And then it became like one of the top movies watched that day. And I'm like, that's so cool. It's such a joy to watch these films go from this local regional film festival that has passionate fans and tons of people who care about them. They see this movie and then it just grows and grows and grows from there. It's sort of, for a lot of films, it's sort of a, you know, a rolling stone. It gathers more experience. It gathers more prestige as it shows at a place that's a well-respected like the Florida Film Festival. It adds to the value of a movie that it gets picked up at more places, and then all of a sudden it's places that people really can see it and engage with it. And I love, as a huge movie fan, I love going to these film festivals and seeing films that you might not get to see anywhere else. They might not wind up in a theater. They might not wind up on a service where you can watch them on DVD or anything like that. This might be the only time you can see this movie. And it is it's such a blessing to get to be like in your local theater and seeing something that many people may never see.
Yeah.
Or may larger audiences might not get an opportunity to see and appreciate the filmmaking. It's
YouTube
great.
YouTube or something like
that. Yeah, it'll wind up somewhere.
For the most part, there is almost a perishability to it.
Yeah. That's the joy of film festivals. This is the joy of regional film festivals, is you get to be a part of the history of a film like that and go, hey, everybody should see more of this. You get to vote for it. You get to support it. You get to write about it. And we have a lot of cool local films this year that I'm excited about, too. And there's just a lot of really cool, it's just mind-blowing, the stuff that they get at that festival. It's really, really great.
So as a filmmaker, it's a place to network. They have the free, for the most part, it looks like free workshops stuff like that. For a fan of the esoteric, you can go there and see some weird stuff.
Their midnight shorts are legendary.
Yeah.
Those are nuts.
But if you just want to go and experience it in a different way, too, they have stuff like free popcorn flick that they're doing out in Central Park here in Winter Park. That'll be Hook. That's on tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And then later on, The Evening with Paul Giamatti is sold out.
Yeah. No surprise.
But An Evening with Judge Reinhold featuring Fast Times at Ridgemont High is not. So you could do that.
That one was just announced a couple days ago because they had to fill in a slot on their schedule. But I'm like, Judge Reinhold plus Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That would be
cool. Come on, that's pretty great. But and they're also showing one of the members of Lonely Island, Yorma. I believe it's Yorma Taccone or Tacchione. He directed a movie that's screened at, I believe, at the Toronto Film. No, not at it was at South by Southwest, I believe. And it's showing, and he's going to be there talking about it. One of the three of Lonely Island from SNL has directed this movie. He's going to be there talking about it, too. And I'm like, Paul Giamatti is going to be an Ezian? That's crazy. That's so nuts that they get the coolest people there to show up. I think, yeah, a couple of years ago they had like John Cleese. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So that is happening this week. I would encourage you to go do that. Let's talk about some of the other events that are coming up. One that's tonight that just got on my radar is at the Crealde School.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing the Art of Community, an evening at Crealde. That'll be from 5 to 8 tonight. Mm. So if you've never been out there, this is a great way to just get introduced to this weird little art institute campus classroom setting where you can do workshops and learn all sorts of stuff here in Orlando, here in Winter Park.
Yeah, exactly what we're talking about, weird little art communities in Orlando. It's crucial. Crealde is so good at that. They're so essential. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would encourage you, if not, go check out their website. Another one that's coming up tomorrow, which I'm excited about and I'll be at, is there's going to be a bike plan update public meeting for Districts 3 and 4. That'll be at the College Park Neighborhood Center from 6:30 to 8:30. I'm interested to hear what they're talking about. We were joking about parking earlier, but making Orlando more bike friendly, more pedestrian friendly is super important.
Is that that's what this is? That's really cool.
So I don't know if this is exactly like this is what we're rolling out. This is an opportunity to get feedback.
Or to have conversations.
The city has been really good about that.
Yeah.
Often to its own demise, because sometimes it's getting too much feedback and it just needs to, hey, go ahead, get going. Get enough feedback. That'd be great.
Go at it, man. We've got enough thoughts on the matter. That's great, though.
Yeah. This Friday, besides the film festival opening up, there's a wonderful event that goes on at Fusion Tea and College Park. It's called the Creative Kids Mini Market. It is featuring kids creating their own little crafts, maybe cooking something, and it's adorable.
I love that.
And, you want kids to be introduced to capitalism early on.
Get them in the market soon.
But
they have to be introduced to the very important Orlando culture of markets, outside of restaurants.
We have them everywhere, all the time, every day. The Florida Film Festival opening night party is also that night at 8 o'clock. This is Friday night. Another really good event at Credo Conduit. That's not the conduit space that's in Winter Park. This is the one that's closer to downtown.
Yeah.
Is an event called Stitch Happens. And that's going to be a bunch of different groups that are teaching people how to sew, how to mend, how to knit, a lot of different stuff.
That's
so that'll be completely free from 6 to 9 at Credo Conduit. You've been to something that the Bach Festival has done, a concert
of course,
or two at Knowles Chapel.
Too many.
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as too many.
True. And this is going to be Friday night from 7:30 to 9 at the Knowles Memorial Chapel. It's just such a great venue for this, and it is. I would say a religious experience.
Yeah,
when you hear that music,
Unbelievable. They're incredible work always done with them.
And it's a Duke Ellington piece.
That's
so
really cool.
Service. I didn't know he did that, and that's coming up. Just a few more things, real quick. I guess not real quick. We're talking about
we got
them.
Time.
Look, event calendar is one of the most important things. Get out there, get involved in your community. So Saturday, the Art and Heart Fair, really hard to say fast because you're going to say something. Art and Heart Fair, not Artsy and Fartsy Fair, which is what I initially pitched to them, and they said no. And 5K.
Let's talk about a bad business idea.
Yeah, that'll be going on at Lake Lorna Dune Park from 8 to 11:30 a.m., I should say, not p.m., there's a bunch of Earth Month cleanups that Keep Orlando Beautiful is doing. So they will be over in Ivanhoe Village on Saturday. The Rollins College, Rollins students will have their senior studio art exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Flux. That'll open at noon at the Rollins Museum of Art, which is always free.
Yes.
It's on campus, so you might not always find parking on campus, but I would encourage you to just park on Park Ave and walk
over. I was going to say, what are you going to have to do? Walk through the
beautiful
Rollins College campus?
And go check that out and see what the students are doing. But check out the Rollins Museum of Art. It will soon be off campus over by the Alfond Inn.
Yeah.
So it'll be even more accessible. But it's a really – their collection is fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love everything about them.
When you're a student at Rollins, I feel like you genuinely don't – you take for granted how cool it is that that's right there. I lived at Rex Beach. That was right next to me for a long period of my freshman year. And I remember us being like, Should we go to that?
It's like, right, what's in there?
I sleep like 5 seconds from that building. Yeah. I should probably know what's inside of it. We had the best time. Yeah. It's amazing in there.
And I really do enjoy like the Manello, the Rollins Museum of Art, the smaller, concise museums.
Yeah. We have so many, and they're also curated.
Boom, boom, boom. I see the things I want. I can go into another museum potentially. I wanted to point out it. Paramore is a new space. I wrote about it a few months ago called Knowledge for Living. It's a free library and community space. They'll be doing something called the Indigo Experience. So it is a painting kind of craft night or afternoon, I should say. It's 2 to 4:30. But they'll also be doing an herbal tea workshop. So you can make your own blend of herbal tea and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I would encourage you to check that out. Lou Gardens will be hosting as part of its 65th anniversary.
Crazy.
Lou Gardens will be hosting a Jazz and Blues Spring Concert. I believe that's outside, but depending on the weather, it could be inside, which is also fine. That's from 7 to 10.
Okay. You're exhausted.
I am. Just a couple more. Wednesday is over at the Plaza Live. The Orlando Philharmonic is hosting its college night. So if you're a college student and you're a musician, you want to learn more about the Philharmonic, go check that out. It's $15, and they have food and sodas, pizza and sodas, I think. And then Timaqua, I'm sure you've been to Timaqua once or twice. They do an event monthly called the Artist Circle, which is really neat. It's from 7:30 to 9. It's like a open mic, but it's where you're showcasing whatever kind of art you have, whether painted, sculpting, writing, and you talk about it to other artists and get feedback.
It's so cool.
Yeah, so I would encourage you to check that out, Timaqua. Is an amazing facility in the SoDo area. I'm done talking for a while. You want to talk for the next?
You did a long list.
Hour? Yeah. I get so excited. So here's the problem. I get so excited about these events. Like I'm thinking I can do 3 or 4 events.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I got to include that one.
Yeah.
That one's pretty cool. This Indigo event.
Yeah.
Sewing class. You know,
then all of a sudden you have to back and front sheet of paper of everything that's going on in Orlando.
Of course.
It's almost like there's a lot going on and there's a lot to celebrate that's going on.
If you want to learn more, we send out a weekly email with events. We also have it in the print edition, but we can only put so many in the print edition. So in the weekly email, we have a laundry list of great events that are happening and links to more information. You can go to yourcommunitypaper.com and sign up for that if you are so inclined.